Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Half asleep in a bowl of goo. No one told me life was cruel. My home is in this valley.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Massachusetts-born singer and songwriter Aoife O'Donovan is probably best known as the lead singer of the progressive bluegrass band Crooked Still, though she's also known for having a first name that includes almost every vowel in the English language. But Aoife, A-O-I-F-E, has also worked with everyone from cellist Yo-Yo Ma to A Prairie Home Companion's Garrison Keillor. In 2013, she released her first solo album, Fossils, and joined us here in the studio back then. Now she's returned with her latest solo effort. It's called In the Magic Hour. It is an aptly named album, as you will now hear. And if you'd like to see what we're doing, visit WNYC's Facebook page to watch a live stream. This is Aoife O'Donovan with her song called Magic Hour, live on Soundcheck.
In the magic hour when the moon is low and the sky's the kind of blue that you think you know, but you don't know. The turf cutter's donkey runs around and all the fairy children, they run around and all the other children, they make no sound. Your heels like a dog, pull me closer. It's past the time of the dinner bell, but before the shine of Orion's belt, and the sky's still blue. I wish I was young again. the sky's the kind of blue that you think you know.
Aoife O'Donovan with the song Magic Hour, which appears on her most recent album called In the Magic Hour, brings her back to our soundcheck studio. What a great song that is.
Thanks, Aoife. John.
I mean, on so many levels, you know, a great song will always make other people feel like it's their song, you know? And I think everybody, no matter where you grew up, everyone has had that experience of being a kid at that hour of twilight, and you're still outside, and you're wondering why your parents haven't called you back in, and the light is so amazing.
It's actually, I think, the songwriter Greg Brown has this great song that I just now realized must have influenced In the Magic Hour in some way. It's a great song called Canned Goods, where he's talking about being the summertime and all the, you know, they would grow all this, his grandmother would grow all this food and put it in jars, and he and his siblings would be running out and waiting for the parents to call them in, and they never did.
Yeah. But then also, this song kind of encapsulates a lot of what the album's about. You mentioned your grandfather, and he passed away before you
started.
Yeah,
he passed away sort of, kind of during the beginning of the writing process of this record, and it sort of helped to kind of bring up just some general feelings of nostalgia and really stirred up some beautiful memories of my childhood and just had me thinking a lot about mortality in general.
But also memory and Ireland.
Exactly.
So how did it work? You went to school in the States and then the summers you would go over to Ireland?
I grew up in Boston and so lucky to, live in Boston. It's a very short flight on Aer Lingus over to Shannon Airport, only about 5 hours closer than California. Mm. So we would go every summer to Ireland. My parents somehow managed to pile all their children, into a car and into a plane and then out in the other end and down to the beach where we would meet up with all of our cousins and sing songs and eat ice cream and run around like wild animals. Really, it was probably a pretty crazy thing to have gotten to do for so long, but it was incredible.
And when you say you'd run around and sing songs, were you singing like just American pop songs, or were you singing Irish
basically,
folk music?
Basically, not really so much Irish folk songs. We would have these things called sing songs. A sing song is, and any Irish person listening will know what I'm talking about. It's sort of, you know, you might go to a pub and have a sing song. You might have a sing song after dinner in your house. There might be a sing song after the GAA match. You know, there are always sing songs.
GAA being the Gaelic football. And they're also called sessions.
A session is different than a sing song. A session is more, that would be mostly tunes and instrumental music. And a sing song is just songs. It's literally a sing song. You're just singing songs and passing the guitar. And everybody will have a song. People have their songs that they've been singing. Some people who aren't really singers, they'll have one song that they'll sing at a sing song. Every sing song. So even if you're doing this 5 nights in a row, you know, Uncle Michael will always sing The Mountains of Mourne every night. And nobody else is allowed to sing that song because it's his song. So, that kind of thing.
I went to I was told it was a session in a little bar in Castleconnell outside of Limerick. And it was that exact thing. There was a guitar and it was passed from person to person and we all sang a song.
Well, I would call that a sing song.
Okay.
Maybe they called it a session.
Yeah, but I like that. I mean, seems like a better term for it. These ideas, they seem to, it's not just in this song though, these ideas of the passage of time, the changing light, nostalgia, memory, the kind of sepia tone through which we view our own past, that comes up again and again in this album.
It really does, and there is that sort of underlying theme, but also the theme of flight, and there's a lot of bird images on this album, and I think that's sort of a beautiful kind of image for the passing of time is, you know, every season the birds kind of change and the birds fly south, and that's one way to look at time passing is sort of to watch nature around you unfolding. And I think that it's interesting, this record came out in January and it feels to me like a very, you know, I like listening to it, or I liked releasing it at a sort of mournful time of year where, you know, the days are shorter. And now that it's spring, it's sort of exciting to get to play these songs and kind of try to pull the springtime out of them, because I think, I mean, hopefully they're multi-layered and you can kind of keep on getting new stuff out of them.
Well, the song you're going to do next, The King of All Birds, I mean, this obvious, the avian imagery is very obvious here. But in some respects, this song is kind of an odd man out sonically on the record, it seems.
Yes, I think chordally it's also probably an odd man out. But it does tie back in to the theme of Ireland. And I'm not sure if you caught this, but The King of All Birds and what I sing about in the end, there's an old Irish song called the Wren, the King of All Birds. And it's sort of the story of the wren being the king of all birds because he was sneaky and he hitched a ride on the wing of the eagle. So they had this contest to see who could fly the highest, and he kind of flew out. And I think it's a song sort of about ultimately prevailing and kind of getting past whatever it is that you're struggling with and through whatever means.
Fair or foul,
exactly.
If you'll pardon the pun. The King of All Birds is the name of the song. You'll find it on Aoife O'Donovan's latest album called In the Magic Hour. She's playing some of it for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. She'll be circling back home here to Brooklyn in July 16th. Celebrate Brooklyn. And then for you folks slightly upstate, next day, July 17th, she'll be at Club Helsinki in Hudson, New York. Right now she's here with us on Soundcheck. Here's Aoife O'Donovan with The King of All Birds. is Aoife O'Donovan with a live solo version of her song, The King of All Birds, kind of a big band, richly orchestrated version on the record.
Yes,
in
yes.
In the Magic Hour. Tucker Martine produced, right?
He did. Second time with him.
Yeah. You know, known for working with bands like The Decembrists and Sufjan Stevens and My Morning Jacket.
Exactly. Working with him on this record was very different than working with him on Fossils, my previous album, because with Fossils, I had way more of an idea. It was my first record. I was like, I want it to sound like this, and we've been playing these songs at Rockwood, and this is how they go. And within the Magic Hour, everything, we started working on the record before all the songs were finished. You know, we started working on the record really from the ground up, and he was hugely helpful and encouraging to sort of building directions for the songs, shaping the songs. Everything was sort of really started bare bones with just guitar or just ukulele or just piano, and he really helped build them up.
And so now, at least today, you're stripping these things back down to the way they were when you
exactly.
first...
Exactly. But this whole year, I've actually been on tour with a great trio, this great drummer, Steve Nister, who has played on my record, and a young guitar player who's originally from New York named Anthony DaCosta. And it's been a really cool kind of close trio sound, and that's what I'll be with at Prospect Park.
Okay. That's July 16th at Celebrate Brooklyn. Aoife O'Donovan here with us on Soundcheck, and I said before you played The King of All Birds that it was kind of an outlier, an odd man out. I guess the real outlier on the record is your version of Donalogue, which is a great old Irish folk song, which you do a very untraditional version of.
Well, certainly with the instrumentation behind it. I really wanted to record that song. You know, I had been singing it actually leading into another song. I sort of sometimes, and I still do this live, I'll sing it going into a song I do called Porchlight, which you'll hear in a little bit. And I had this idea that would start the record, that I would record Donalogue just unaccompanied, and it would start the record, and it would really set the tone. Now, that didn't exactly end up happening, but what happened was we went to a church in Portland, and the assistant engineer, Michael Finn, great musician, played an organ pad, and I sang into a microphone, not even into a microphone, I just sang actually in this church, and there was a microphone in the back of the church, and that's how we captured it. And then we sort of went back and kept on adding stuff on top of it and layering, and I added some off-time harmony vocals. There's some crazy weird sounds. There's fiddle, there's harmonica, there's lap steel, there's electric guitar, there's acoustic guitar. And then sort of in this wash of sound, I was really trying to sort of paint a picture that eventually would lead into my grandfather singing a beautiful old ballad called The West's Awake. And it sort of is this kind of seamless transition from old to older. You know, I really love how it turned out.
To your
It's just a beautiful version, if somewhat truncated, of Donalogue.
Yes, I only did actually three of the verses. There's like 10 verses.
Yeah.
It's but you know, I think it's a lot of these old ballads, I think there's room to do a verse here or there. I think that the essence, you know, this from the female perspective, this love song, written from sung as a woman. I love the image. I love the end of it where I'd do your milking, I'd nurse your babies. Like, I just love that image. Mm-hmm. Like, it's beautiful.
And you know, many of these ballads, you know, the reason they exist in so many variants is because people have forgotten verses and substituted verses that they borrowed from other songs and
exactly.
all kinds of crazy stuff. But you also have like some classical training, right?
I wouldn't quite say that. I have a conservatory education, but it was in the contemporary improvisation department. So up at New England Conservatory. And so I had a great voice teacher, Dominique Eade, but she was definitely a jazz vocalist and studied.
Dominique's been here.
Of course she has. Yeah, she's truly amazing. And Rand Blake and Hank Osnetsky, great faculty up there, but not too much classical stuff going on.
But the idea then of taking a kind of a received tradition and doing your own thing with it, mm-hmm. kind of that works for you.
It does, definitely. Yeah. It does.
All right. So you mentioned that on, you know, in putting the album together, your original thought was Donna Logue would lead into this song, Porchlight. Now, this is another one of those songs that kind of gets us back into the main themes of the record.
Mm-hmm, it does. It's definitely loneliness and time and just sitting on a back porch and watching the light change really is what this song is kind of is all about. And I actually started writing this song down in North Carolina, in Brevard, North Carolina. I kind of got the idea for that chorus, and I worked on it for a while and until it kind of became what it is now. And It's been one that I think has really resonated with a lot of people after shows have come up to me and said that how much this song has meant to them. And that's always, I think, the goal if you're playing concerts is for people to really tell you what they like and what they don't like and to sort of say what hits them and what doesn't.
Yeah. Well, let's hear this song. It's right. called Porch Light. Once again, Aoife O'Donovan performing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. The album, which is out, is called In the Magic Hour. It is her second solo effort after all the years of working with Crooked Still and Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Companion and all the rest. Solo record called In the Magic Hour. This song is called Porchlight.
The darkest night I ever seen. It was the night you came to me on your knees whispering, I'm sorry. Keeping time with your heartbeat, I danced along on two left feet. You kissed my cheek and left me on a city street. Tell me where'd you go when you left my home on your back alone. On your handlebars, we could have seen the stars. You wanna live a life of restlessness, wander around singing the blues. You find solace in the barroom girls, they got nothing to lose. You wanna live a life of loneliness, baby, so do I. I wanna sit under the porch light and watch the yellow moon rise. If I were to let you go, how far you'd fall, I'll never know. I'll grab your toes and swing you like a circus show. Tame the tiger, swallow on fire, tiptoe across the tightrope wire. Out there, help me find another stone to grind and another nail to mine. Don't you recognize that I might be a prize, that I might be a prize. You wanna live a life of restlessness.
Eve O'Donovan singing and playing the guitar live on Soundcheck. Porch Light is from her latest album called In the Magic Hour. It just occurs to me now, Aoife, with you here without the band, time you had the full band, we get to hear, actually, what a fine guitarist you are.
Oh, thank you so much.
So was that part of conservatory training as well?
Oh, God, no, not at all. I didn't really play much guitar, even in Crooked Still. I barely played. I played on a couple songs, just kind of like really light finger picking. And I remember in 2011, I got a call to go. It's kind of what I feel like launched my solo thing. I opened for Punch Brothers for about a month on the road, and I was like, all right, I better practice guitar. So I spent the next couple of months before that tour really working on it and continuing to work on it. I have a long way to go, but it's...
Well, but when you see Punch Brothers, I mean, those guys are just...
Yeah, they'd make anybody want to practice the guitar.
Or just give it up entirely. I'll never get there. And plus, they're just like rock stars.
They are.
But now you have a kind of an interesting side project. I'm with her.
Exactly. Not to be confused with the Hillary Clinton campaign slogan.
No, you guys kind of got there first, didn't you?
We did, you know, but that's okay.
Yeah. So it's you, Sarah Watkins from Nickel Creek, and Sarah Jarosz.
Exactly.
All of whom, you've all been here separately, so at some point we have to get the three of you here together.
It'll happen.
Does it happen often? I mean,
well, it's sort of on the back burner this year, although we are doing a really exciting show down at the Kennedy Center. I think it's June 24th. June 24th and 25th, we are playing at the Kennedy Center with Chris Thiele and Edgar Meyer and Bela Fleck, and Gabriel Kahane's going to be down there, and Julian Lage. It's a festival of American roots that Chris Thiele is curating, and that'll be a blast. That's our only gig on the books for the year, because I have put out In the Magic Hour in January, and Sarah Jarosz is putting out a beautiful album on June 17th, and Sarah Watkins has an album coming out on July 1st. So listeners should be excited for those two records.
Yeah. And then speaking of interesting concerts, you have like a concert cruise coming up in February. What is that about?
The Kaiamo cruise. I've been hearing about this cruise for so long. It's like sort of a singer-songwriter cruise. I'll just say this. If you get a call to go on a cruise that Emmylou Harris is also going on, like, you say yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me Forget the details about, later.
Yeah,
Let
exactly,
me say yes first.
Exactly. I'm like, who's going to be on this? Oh, Emmylou Harris. Done. I'm there.
Nice. Well, yeah. That's a nice way to spend a week in February.
Exactly. And, you know, and Garrison Keillor does a bunch of cruises and going on his cruise in August. So I'm really turning into the regular old cruise performer.
All right. Well, Aoife O'Donovan occasionally does do terrestrial music as well. Celebrate Brooklyn on July 16th. The next night, July 17th, for those of you upstate in Hudson, New York at Club Helsinki. Occasionally, those terrestrial jaunts into the studio produce a magical record, and that is certainly the case with In the Magic Hour, the latest from Aoife O'Donovan. Great to see you. Thanks so much for playing
for us. Thanks so much for having me, John. Great to see you, too.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.